This is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
No Bronte again today, unfortunately. She messaged me yesterday. I know she's feeling horrible for having to be on the reserve bench, but that's all good, mate. You're sick. You got to stay home. That's what we've been hearing for years. If you're sick, stay home. Battling through, though, with our good mate producer, Alicia. Today, the new Queensland dinosaur find. The jingle that was accused of being stolen, the Aussie jingle that's very, very famous. We also asked the question, what's the strangest thing you put on Jats? And meet the woman who's gone crazy viral on the internet for her healthy take on fairy bread. It's coming up. The Cliffo and Bronte podcast. No Bronte, she's sick, but producer Alicia is here. Mate, you're like Bronte, you're pretty across what's trending.
Yep.
And it seems like every year there's a new story, every few months even, there's a new story of someone suing someone for plagiarism, for stealing their music.
Ugh, there's no new music. Like, it's so hard to make a tune now that doesn't already exist.
I've said that before too.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like everything's been written at some point in time. Ed Sheeran's, he's always getting sued.
Yeah, I know.
For, like, when are we going to accept he is just a really good songwriter?
I know.
You know? One of the most famous ones in Australian history was Men at Work's Down Under being sued by the Kookaburra Sits on the Old Gum Tree people. Here's the comparison. Not a particularly good comparison. Someone's just banged it out on the Casio keyboard there, but you can hear that they're the same.
Yeah.
A big business in Australia that everyone's heard of has been accused of stealing their jingle and copying Jessie J's Bang Bang.
Right.
Are you familiar with this song?
Yeah. I know the song.
See, you're trying to picture the jingle, aren't you?
I'm trying to work out what jingle it might be, because I can't. I'm just enjoying the song.
I know it, and I'm fully singing the jingle in my head.
Okay.
And you've heard this. Like, everyone's heard this jingle multiple times, right? An Aussie musician named, I think it's Milk or Milk You, M-I-L-K-U. So you can check out this guy on Instagram. He has mixed down Jessie J's Bang Bang with the song that the song that's being alleged by people online.
Yep.
Maybe the jingle was stolen. So I'm just going to play it to you and judge for yourself.
Okay.
You ready? Here we go.
Bang Bang by Jessie J and this Australian jingle sound exactly the same, and I've just matched them up and I've 100% proved it.
Prices are just the beginning.
Bunnings!
Oh, dear.
You can hear it now, can't you?
I mean,
stolen!
I think they fit well together.
What came first, though? Well, okay, now that's interesting. That's so interesting because I actually did my research. So Bang Bang was released by Jessie J in 2014.
Mm.
And I found that very interesting because a lot of the commentary online, like all the comments like Bunnings, how dare you or whatever, the Bunnings jingle was written by a guy named Trevor Hilton in 1995, 19 years before Jessie J's Bang Bang. So,
Jessie
I don't know,
J,
mate.
Steal jingles from your own country,
yeah,
mate.
I reckon Jessie J has some pretty tough questions to answer, mate. We've had producer Alicia in helping out, and yesterday she brought us the top three Arnott's biscuits. Arnott's revealed like what their top three bickies are. With Tim Tams coming in at number three, which I thought that would be higher on the list because Tim Tams are practically a chocolate. Pizza Shapes were in at number two. But I'll hand over to producer Alicia. Yesterday, she revealed what Australia's favourite Arnott's Bicky was. Number one.
Number one across Australia and in Queensland is the Jats biscuit.
Oh, okay.
It's very diverse. You can use it for a lot of different things. I like to put Nutella on a Jats biscuit. And you get
Nutella.
Your sweet and your salty bit of both.
You know what I used to do, and I used to get caught constantly when I was a child? I would just get Jats, and I would dip them in the Vegemite, and Mum would always know I've been doing it because Jats have the serrated edge, so it would leave like a serrated mark in the Vegemite.
Mark, I can see that.
You've been into the Vegemite again, haven't you? That was my childhood right there. It's a very diverse biscuit, the Jat, isn't it? Because you're very rarely just eating them on their own. I know my kids when they were young would eat Jats on their own, but I think the Jat much better when you put something on it. And it's was thinking 13 10 60, give us a call. What's the best, I'm going to say slash weirdest thing someone has put on a Jat? Because I thought producer Alicia's Nutella kind of weird. That was until Maddie sent us a message on Insta. You can get through to any of our socials at Cliffo and Bronte. But his mum used to put a pickle just on Jat, just a dry Jat and like a hamburger style pickle on the Jat. And she just had pickles on Jats. So 13, 10, 60, add to the list. I don't think mine's that weird, actually, when you compare like a Jat with just Nutella on it or a Jats with a pickle on it. My thing was always just throwing open the box of Jats, the red box or whatever, pulling out a Jat and then just sort of swiping it through the Vegemite so you would get that serrated mark in the Vegemite. Annoyed my mum to no end, but hey, fed me. I'm here. Paul's here. Paul, your strange Jats topping, mate. What are we talking?
Yeah, my wife's Jats and deviled ham, Cliffo.
Oh, okay. So this is your wife, is it?
Yeah, my wife goes camping and she has to pack deviled ham with the Jats.
What's,
and I'm like,
what's deviled ham, Paul? What's deviled ham?
Go down the spread aisle in Woolies or Coles.
Yeah.
Buy it and you'll never eat it again, Cliffo.
So it's ham, but like spreadable.
Exactly.
Oh, mate, yeah. That reminds me a little bit of Spam or something like that. You're describing it there, like one of the tinned hams, but they actually make it so it's spreadable.
Yeah, and then you open it up and it's in the kitchen, and my wife thinks it's funny because the smell of it just, yeah.
Yeah, that one's, I'm with you, Paul. That one's a no from me, mate. I don't think, like, there's some things we don't need to make spreadable, and I think meat is probably one of them. Is it Ali here?
It is.
Hey, Ali, what's your Jats combo that's a little bit left of center?
Look, it sounds rank, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
It's Jats, sardines, cheese, pineapple.
Oh, you've made a little pizza on a Jat there, by the sound of it.
It is. It's called a pig out.
A pig out. So is, like, do other people do this, or this is your creation?
My sister and my dad do it.
Right. Okay. Well, the three years are weird together.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Cheese, pineapple, and sardines, you say?
Yep.
All right. I like it. I don't like it, to be honest. But I like the call. I like the suggestion, Ali. Carissa's here. Carissa, what's your Jats combo that's a bit strange?
Well, it's not a bit strange, but it's old-fashioned, the corn relish dip.
Oh, man. I've talked about this before. I reckon corn relish is the most underrated dip. I love corn relish.
Oh, mate, and I was so devo that Coles and Woolworths have not, they're not selling their own brand bottle of corn relish anymore. You have to buy the Master Food one, I think it is, and it's only small, so I had to buy two for the party this weekend that I'm going to be making the dip for, you know. Shout out to my neighbours for the court party this weekend.
Yeah, mate, bring it on. You know what, Carissa's bringing the corn relish and Jats in the house.
And everybody loves it.
What time, mate? I'm coming around. Looking forward to it, Carissa. Jody, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. What's your story?
So when I was pregnant with my eldest daughter, I had Jats, cherries, and salt and vinegar chips.
Oh, that's quite the combo.
Yeah, that's gross.
And that was the pregnancy cravings sort of thing kicking in, was it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're really covering all bases there, aren't you? You got the savoury with the Jats, you got the sweet that's with the cherry. So what, you just pit the cherry or whatever?
Yep.
And then some salt thrown in with the salt and vinegar chips.
Yep, that's correct.
Now that you're not pregnant anymore and you don't have those cravings, you get how gross that is, don't you, Jody?
I definitely do.
Producer Alicia is here.
Hello.
And you're here as, like, I think maybe referee or something for this.
Referee?
Well, so I was a dinosaur kid.
Okay.
Growing up.
You were one of those kids.
Obsessed. And now I'm trying to push it onto my three-year-old son, Charlie.
Okay, Ross Geller.
He's, yeah, I know, right? And he's more trucks and, like, vehicles and stuff like that. So I've tried.
A bit less of a nerd.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. And then, of course, in my, like, I was into it as a kid, and then when I was sort of in my early teens, then Jurassic Park came out, so the love was sort of born again. And I'm always frothing, and I probably need you in here just to wind me up if it gets a bit too long in the tooth.
Okay.
Because yesterday, a 100 million year old plesiosaur skeleton, it was revealed, was found a few months ago in Queensland.
Right. So I understood about three of those words.
Yeah.
So
100 million years old. Like, you get that's pretty old.
That's hard to comprehend. That's a long time. That's nearly as old as you.
Please. The Ross Geller's out there, like me, loving this.
Yeah.
So the skeleton was found by a trio of amateur fossil hunters known as the Rock Chicks.
I love that.
On a cattle station in Western Queensland. They haven't said exactly where, maybe because there's more bones. I don't know. Mm. They just said a cattle station in Western Queensland. Now, the plesiosaur is believed to be a marine reptile, 6 meters in length. Now, I don't want you to try and picture this as I describe it.
Okay.
Because, you know,
I'll
it's radio, it's audio, whatever. Yeah, please.
Full emerge me.
Yeah, emerge you in the plesiosaur.
Yes.
So the thing is 2/3 neck. So you're thinking a 6 meter. And the 6 meter, by the way, is only a juvenile. It's only a bubba. So it's 6 meters in length. Of that 6 meters, 2/3 is neck. And at the bottom, there's like this little body with like flippers. So experts are calling it a turtle giraffe. It's like a turtle body at the bottom with a huge giraffe neck. Doctors are suggesting this one may have been bitten in half. That's how it died.
Yikes.
And like half of it is literally just through its neck because there is sort of a cut in it, but then it's back together. So
more
how
neck.
About that? Imagine trying to move your body when you're 6 meters tall and you've got...
It's just all neck.
Yeah, you're like 2/3 neck and you've got these poor little flippers at the bottom. Like that.
It's just flopping around.
It'd be like when a cockroach gets on its back flip over. Well, don't feel bad for it, mate. It's been dead for 100 million years.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
Controversial one on the show yesterday. Of course it involved food. It's me you're talking to here. So a woman went crazy viral on TikTok and her Instagram as well too after she revealed a recipe she's designed for, wait for it, healthy fairy bread. Have a listen.
My daughter wanted fairy bread. I said no. Get me the bread, veggies and coconut. I shredded all the veggies, squeezed out the excess juice, coated the shredded coconut with the juice. Make sure you don't make it too wet. Then I air dried it until it was really dry and sprinkled my healthy sprinkles.
It's better than any fairy bread at any party.
All right, so that's the claim. You get the desiccated coconut, you colour it with veggie juice, make fairy bread. Obviously, the internet reacted harshly and swiftly here. And the woman who actually made the video, she shared us talking about it on her socials, and she joins me on the phone right now. Her name is Fatima Omran. Fatima, thanks for your time. How you doing, mate?
Good. How are you, Cliffo?
I'm fantastic. I think over the past 48 hours, you have probably experienced a little bit of... like overnight internet stardom, mate.
Oh, yeah, it's been crazy. I'm so overwhelmed because it's never happened before.
Was part of you kind of expecting it? Because fairy bread, it's an Australian staple. It's a favourite. So to muck with it, it's going to get some people offside.
Yeah, look, I've been sitting on the idea. Like as a content creator, you constantly have to think of something different. So it's been in my head for about a month. So I knew, and when I was making it or thinking about it, I was just laughing. Like it was just so funny even before I posted it.
So part of you knew, there was a little seed in you that knew this is going to get a reaction.
Of course. It's what I'm, you know, my aim to do.
Did your kids actually eat it? Because I've watched a few of your other videos, and I got to be honest, like you often take other, you know, nasty foods or unhealthy foods or whatever, you make them healthier, and it does look delicious, and the kids do devour it. But did the kids actually eat the healthy fairy bread?
Everything else they eat, the fairy bread, she wouldn't even taste it. My daughter wouldn't even taste it. Yeah, unfortunately.
It was a no.
It was a no.
Has there been, like, because obviously we had a crack at the creation yesterday, but it was all tongue in cheek. Has there been anyone that has actually been a bit offside with you? Like a bit like, what are you doing messing with an Aussie favourite?
Look, apparently I think what's her name, Sherilyn or something. She claims to have invented fairy bread. She told me off quite a bit. I don't know. I don't know her before, so I don't know if she's joking, being sarcastic, but, I haven't been told off like that since I think I was in primary school.
Wow. By someone who's claiming they invented fairy bread.
Exactly, yeah.
I think that's more outrageous than making healthy fairy bread, I would say,
I
Fatima.
Think so. I think so, but it was funny. It is funny.
Well, mate, we love the talking point. We loved the chat around it yesterday. It's definitely an Aussie staple, and to see the reaction yesterday was a lot of fun as a spectator. So I hope you're all right, and thank you for being so much fun and having a chat about it today, mate.
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Big love. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Cliffo.
Alpha Bucks. It's back in the morning. A very big congrats and well done to Sonia, who won it this morning, Thursday morning, the $1,000 Christmas cash coming her way. T was her letter, and she absolutely nailed it. Did a great job. Tomorrow's letter is E. E for eggnog. And that's your free answer. That's your free Christmas answer. Eggnog. Eggnog. So E's your letter, eggnog your answer. It's L for bucks. Back tomorrow, Friday morning after 8, we'll play on Hit. A little story that producer Alicia found, I believe from overseas, involving a child who would only eat brown things. Is that right, Leish?
Yeah, it's beige food. So chicken nuggets, you know, things like that. He'd avoided all fruit and vegetables because they were colourful. and he once threw up just from eating a carrot.
Wow. So what did his parents do to try and fix the situation? Because this is pretty crazy.
Yeah, they took him to a hypnotist and, they put him under hypnosis and apparently it's cured him.
Well, a win's a win. Have you ever been hypnotized, Leish?
I have.
Do you want to talk about it, or it's probably something I should ask?
Oh, he just made me, like, all that I remember from it was feeling really hot and really cold, but apparently he made me think that there was a spider in my shoe, and I don't remember that, but I was running around the stage like a crazy person, apparently.
I was going to say, so this was on stage, like a performance?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it worked on you. 131060, want to open the phones right now. Like, after worked with this kid overseas, wouldn't eat anything that wasn't beige. There you go, brown or beige. So chicken nuggets, chocolate, that's what he survived on. The hypnosis thing worked. I reckon that's a whole other can of fish too, like hypnotizing your kids. Ooh, don't know if that's for me. But 131060, did hypnosis work on you? Like, what happened when you were hypnotized? If it's ever worked on you or you've got a successful story, re-hypnosis, 131060, give us a call. Because I've got to be honest, I've always been a skeptic. Because I had a well-known stage hypnotist try and hypnotize me as a radio thing once before. And I don't know if this brain of mine is just, I don't know, if it's too impenetrable or if where my brain's supposed to be, it's just full of sawdust. I don't know what's going on, but I was not hypnotized. I just pretended. I faked it. But 131060, I would love to hear from people who, hand on heart now, can say to me, yep, I swear, Cliffo, I have been hypnotized, and this was the result. And Julie's here. Julie, how you doing?
I'm well. Yourself?
Really well. So have you been successfully hypnotized?
Yes, I was about 5 months ago. I went and was hypnotized to give up smoking.
How'd it go?
Well, I walked in a smoker and I have walked out a non-smoker. I haven't had a smoke since then.
So how long were you a smoker for? Like, you were on the darts for a lot of years, were you?
44 years.
44 years. And was it just, like, did you have to go back for multiple visits to the hypnotist or just the one visit?
Just the one visit.
Right, and you just walked out like, I'm a non-smoker now?
That's correct.
Any cravings or anything like that?
Not at all.
Right, so I guess it's all thumbs up from you. You just, it worked, done.
And lots of money in the bank now.
I was going to ask, was it expensive to get done? But I guess it's nothing compared to buying cigarettes every day.
Well, it was $400 versus the $800 a month I was spending on cigarettes.
$800 a month. So have you, like, does this guy do other forms of, like, people who have other problems? Like, see, my thing's food.
He does food, yes.
And what's his phone number? No, we'll get that off air, Julie. Thanks for the call. Helen is here. Helen, did you successfully get hypnotized?
Yeah, but I kind of did it myself just through watching free YouTube hypnosis videos.
Are you sick? Look, I feel like I should say, like Legal Eagles listening, we probably don't recommend this because, I mean, some people, like, wouldn't be able to handle that, would they? Like, it would be a pretty intense kind of thing, wouldn't it?
Well, my topic wasn't particularly intense.
Okay, good.
I decided I wanted to be just better at housework. So I decided I'd have a go of listening to hypnosis designed to improve your housework skills.
Yeah.
So I listened to it a few nights every time I went to bed. And it basically just would say things like, you know, you deserve a clean house, all this kind of stuff.
Wow.
And yeah, in the days after listening to it, I noticed as I'd walk past something on the floor, I'd automatically pick it up and fold it and put it away, which was so not my natural default.
Like it retrained your brain.
It did. It absolutely worked. It didn't work long, long term. I noticed after a few months I had to kind of re-listen to them again, but I absolutely believe that it works.
Jeez, Helen, when they say you can YouTube everything, they literally mean you can YouTube everything.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.